16 and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump testified in his defamation trial today in New York that he never instructed anyone to harm author E. Jean Carroll following her sexual assault claims. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Her legal team wants $10 million. The jury could go well beyond those damages, or they could agree that only $0 are to be awarded.
Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro got hit with a four-month jail sentence for contempt of Congress for refusing to testify about January 6. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He's certain to appeal this case, and he likely won't have to report to prison during part, if not all, of that appeal. That's one reason why Steve Bannon has yet to report a year and a half later to serve his four-month sentence.
And Alabama plans to execute convicted killer Kenneth Eugene Smith tonight using nitrogen gas. His pastor, Jeff Hood.
He's absolutely terrified. You know, this is the first nitrogen hypoxia execution in human history.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today pledging $1 billion to replace Superior's critical but aging John Botnick Bridge to Duluth, where he noted the U.S. infrastructure has fallen to number 13 in the world.
How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world if we don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world? It's not possible. So we're determined. Turn that around. We were determined to turn that around in a big way.
It's part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law that's paying for road and bridge repairs nationwide. Wisconsin's projected budget surplus is getting smaller, $3.25 billion now instead of the previously forecast $4 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says it's due to a drop in projected growth in tax collections and the deal for more money for the universities of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Shops at Prairie Ridge in Kenosha County has a Target, JCPenney, several restaurants, and a dollar store. It was outside that Dollar Tree Tuesday afternoon that a 46-year-old man from Kenosha was shot and later died at the hospital about a half mile away. Pleasant Prairie Police say they're working with the Sheriff's Department in trying to find the person that shot Anton Lamar Space. A vehicle or suspect description has not been released by investigators at this point. The feeling of living in a fog is sticking around for a little longer. It's recommended to use the low beams and leave yourself plenty of room on the roads as visibility continues to be impacted. The National Weather Service says areas of dense fog may linger into tomorrow. And they're also warning about the increased risk for elevated water levels and ice jams on area rivers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Bucks win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A week ago, the Bucks lost by 40 points to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Last night, it was the Bucks 126-116 over the Cavs at Fiserv Forum. Damian Lillard with 28 points and was asked what went through his mind after hearing Adrian Griffin had been fired as head coach.
Like everybody else, you know, just kind of surprised by it. But I've also been around long enough to know that it's part of the business.
Joe Prunty on serving as interim head coach until a new one is officially announced.
In all of my years of doing this, it's never been about me.
College hoops, number 14th ranked Marquette down to DePaul in Chicago, 86-73. The Badgers will host Michigan State at the Kohl Center tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers fired their strength and conditioning coach, Chris Gizzy, after five seasons. Gizzy was the linebacker for the Pack who carried the U.S. flag onto the field the first game after 9/11. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A dense fog advisory continues for visibilities under a mile. Cloudy and foggy tonight with areas of rain and lows in the mid-30s. More drizzle, fog, some showers tomorrow, more clouds and highs in the upper 30s. And staying in the upper 30s and mostly cloudy this weekend. Currently it's 37.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, this is Aaron from The Todd Albaugh Show. On Friday, Todd continues his winter tour around Wisconsin, and we are joined by Peter Rabine of E-Bombs World. Join us noon to 2.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, I'm declaring this one a Biden Building Bridges Thursday edition. Welcome to it.
Thank you, Crudy. Great to be with you. It's infrastructure week, literally. Nate, thank you working the board. A lot of requests today, man. I appreciate you following through on all of it. Of course, our fair audience, happy Friday Eve to us all.
Well, I forgot the whole Friday Eve concept.
Yeah, man.
Never too early to start thinking about the weekend, is it, Sylvia?
You've been slacking lately, Crude. You probably got a long nap today. You don't even know what day it is anymore, man. I'm here to remind you.
Well, thank you for doing so. I am here to remind you this could be the greatest radio show ever. Usually is.
And it always is.
Your fine booking of our good friend and colleague in broadcast, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, always friend of the Devil's Advocates, the very gracious Jim Santel, joining us in the 5 o'clock happy hour. And we'll talk about Trump's big day in court. He was on the stand today, breaking. Trump was in court giving testimony today. And some of the video testimony, and Lordy Dom, there's prior tape.
Yeah.
A little damning, put a hush over the courtroom. We'll share that with you. We promise we'll get to that. And you've been trying to work in some threatening video of extortion plots against Carrie Lake, right?
Carrie Lake and
Arizona. Carrie Lake.
I know she recorded some Arizona GOP. I think it's the head of the GOP. Formerly, he's now stepped down. We got the recording of that. A few minutes of it. It's pretty entertaining. We'll play that for you as well today. I can't wait.
Well, you're going to have to stick around for all 2 hours. But let's start with Joe Biden in the great state of Wisconsin. And all the political who's went to meet him. Dom, I saw Tim Walz, the governor of the great state of Minnesota. Shout out to our friends, 950 AM, KTNF. Mm-hmm. And Tony Evers, obviously the governor here of the state of Wisconsin. Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Senator, our favorite. The unbeatable Tammy Baldwin was at the bridge today, Dom.
The unopposed Tammy Baldwin?
To this point, effectively unopposed. And Joe Biden was in the northern, this is like the northernmost tip of Wisconsin, right? The bridge between Duluth, Minnesota and Superior, Wisconsin. And this used to be, and still is, a pretty blue part of the state of Wisconsin. And so anyways, Joe Biden going to bring home the bacon, to very northern Wisconsin and this bridge. He's building bridges down, literally.
Literally.
As Donald Trump inches closer to capturing the Republican nomination for president. Now, why did they bring that up before they even mentioned Joe Biden's name? President Joe Biden returned to an area of the country decimated by industrial outsourcing and emblematic of the fight before him. Biden today visited the Wisconsin border city of Superior in northwestern quarter of the state across from Lake Superior's St. Louis Bay and Duluth. That's Minnesota, folks. Two blue communities known as the Twin Ports that used to rely on the heavy industry and mining. And little shout out to our friend Dynamo Dave up there in Duluth. I hope he's our cub reporter today. If you know, you can give us any local, do so, Dave. 844-967-2789. But Dom, now they are surrounded, this Duluth Superior, by an area that has grown more favorable to Trump as those jobs have evaporated. Now, Larry Jacobs, director of the Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the Hubert H. Humphrey School at the University of Minnesota, said this was a rock-solid Democratic core. Over the last 20 years or so, that stronghold is gone. That's a little bit sad, Dom. Got to win it back. Well, bringing home the bacon might do so. And Biden spoke to supporters gathered at the Earthrider Brewery in Superior and seized on the economic trends, showing growth outpacing the fall of inflation, touting his administration's work to boost job creation by focusing on infrastructure projects, including a new $1 billion plan to replace a key bridge connecting the Twin Ports. And Dom, we got some sound, do we not? Nate did the hard work gathering it for us. Let's share it with the audience.
We do. $1 billion, man. That is one hell of a bridge. Joe Biden, the president in Wisconsin today. Nate, thank you for your work. Let's do cut number five. Going to have infrastructure decade, not just week.
He didn't get on my watch. Instead of infrastructure week, America's having an infrastructure decade.
Yeah.
That contrasts a little.
A little. Let's keep going. The president in Wisconsin today, cut six.
He stripped good-paying jobs and shipped them overseas. Why? Cheaper labor. Rather than pay you a fair wage, ship it overseas. Lower wage costs and then import the product. Denying Americans jobs.
Yeah, but really great for the stockholders, right, Joe? Joe, the president determined to invest in the infrastructure, cut seven, please.
How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world? We don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world. It's not possible. So we're determined to turn that around. We were determined to turn that around in a big way.
Yeah, in a big way. The Blatnik Bridge, cut eight.
This investment is going to make a huge difference. Less traffic, fewer car accidents, faster commutes to your jobs and schools, quicker response times from fire trucks and first responders when every minute counts. Goods are going to get shipped quicker, and commerce will flow more freely instead of having to detour.
Did I hear a Bernie huge? This is going to be huge.
Strong economic growth. We have some reporting today, man. The economy is doing very well. I think about 3.1% year over year. Last quarter at 3.3% GDP growth.
Higher than expected.
Yes, higher than expected. President Biden on some of that growth. Cut nine, please.
The experts from the time I got elected were insisting that a recession was just around the corner. Every month there was going to be a recession. Well, you know, we've got really strong growth.
GDP growth,
stock market growth, and inflation also coming down. We'll get to some more of that. One more from President Biden in Wisconsin today. Please play the cut 10.
My predecessor recently said he was actually hoping for the economy to crash, his quote, hoping for the economy to crash. Can you believe it? He said he's hoping because he hopes it happens soon while I'm still president. That's what he's hoping for. Well, thanks to the American people, America now has the strongest growth, the lowest inflation rate of any major economy in the world.
Some more on that. The Wall Street Journal reporting, as mentioned, U.S. economy grew 3.1% over the last year. The resilient labor market supported strong consumer spending and brushed aside a feared downturn. A year ago, economists saw a recession very likely and projected an anemic 0.2% growth for the year. Instead, the last year's gain was sharp pickup from a comparable 0.7 advance in 2022. Again, 3.1%. They're predicting 0.2. The year was capped by a fourth quarter, which the economy grew at a 3.3 seasonally and inflation-adjusted annualized pace, fueled by household and government spending. Quarterly reading was a slowdown from the summer's 4.9% pace, but still a healthy rate. James Knightley, chief international economist at ING, it's been a really strong year for economic growth. The consumer was meant to roll over, and they didn't. The expansion will continue into 2024, perhaps slowing down a little bit. Maybe the Federal Reserve will lower the interest rates, but coming in for a soft landing. The final 3 months of the year looked a lot like the soft landing the Fed officials have been seeking to achieve. Growth was strong. Employers added nearly a 500,000 jobs, and inflation cooled to an annualized 1.7% rate below the Fed's 2% target. That's great news. Now, granted, you know, it was inflation was high over the last couple of years, but we're down to where we need to be. And let's not forget, we also talked about what the greedflation, over 50% of that inflation going to the pockets of greedy corporations, not entirely because of supply chain issues due to COVID.
How can you blame them? That's part of their corporate mandate, is it not,
Tom? You gotta make money, baby.
I got a couple more quotes attributable to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here. Things are finally starting to sink in, Biden said to the crowd, of economic message reaching voters. This bridge is important, but the story we're writing is much bigger than that. When you see shovels in the ground and cranes in the sky and people hard at work on these projects, I hope you feel a renewed sense of pride. Biden is seeking to boost voters' views of his handling of economic issues, in part by focusing on projects that will create jobs in sectors squeezed by outsourcing. He used the visit to announce new funding to replace the 60-year-old Blatnik Bridge on Interstate 535, connecting Superior to Duluth. Funding for the bridge, which spans the St. Louis Bay, will come from the bipartisan infrastructure law and is part of the $4.9 billion investment towards 37 transportation infrastructure projects across the country. Again, Dom, that's bringing home the bacon. A little bit more from the president. For decades, people talked about replacing this bridge, but it never got done until today. And one more attributed to the president, Joe Biden. We started investing in America again. Our infrastructure used to be the best in the world, but over a period of time, we stopped investing in America. We stopped investing in ourselves. The funding for the projects, which the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg this week called the next generation of cathedrals of American infrastructure that will help shape the economy, also includes $8 million to expand a safety rest stop for trucks on I-90 in Sparta, Wisconsin. Again, the president comes to our fair state, Dom. Sorry I didn't make the trip. A little bit of a haul up to Superior. But I'm right. Glad to see that the governor of the state of Wisconsin was there to greet, as was Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota. Tammy Baldwin, she was up there. Everybody. Well, the Democrats were. I didn't see the Republicans up there.
You know, this is obviously great news. We need the infrastructure. This is a 60-year-old bridge. Lots of bridges, you know, old in this country. We got to replace them. We're doing it. President Joe Biden, they're doing it. The Inflation Reduction Act, we're doing it. The last administration, they didn't do it. They talked about doing it. They didn't do it. Are you happy, Republicans, because the Dems are doing it?
I'm just happy the work's going to get done. You know, I'm a results-driven guy, Dom. I don't care about effort.
Right.
I'm all about outcome. Come back with us. We'll give it a little more effort on the other side. 844-967-2789.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, Joe Biden in the state of Wisconsin building bridges, literally, at least delivering the money to build those bridges, and, you know, hopefully making inroads, creating a Democratic stronghold. You got to win the state of Wisconsin, and let's not assume that Minnesota is in the blue column forever. You got to win Minnesota. I mean, this is the part of the electorate that if they don't support Joe, it's all over but the crying, folks. But I feel quite confident when the president gets to come to my backyard, five hours or more away, but it's a big state.
Close enough.
But when he comes to Wisconsin and he can talk about bipartisan achievements, investments in infrastructure, building bridges. I mean, that's the good stuff. You know,
that's the basics of government, man. You know, fix the roads, make sure the infrastructure is there. That is one of the purposes of government, to provide for the general welfare of its citizens.
Well, I do recall they did have a problematic bridge once upon a time in Minnesota. It's been some years now.
Terrible.
But that was a tragic accident when that bridge fell. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, and we always welcome your participation in the big show, 844-967-2789. But let's contrast for just a minute, Dom.
All right.
While Joe Biden's bringing home the bacon, getting stuff accomplished, building stuff for the people of Wisconsin and Minnesota, what are the Republicans in the great state of Wisconsin doing? What was their elective, let's call it their legislative action today, Dom? What were the gerrymandered Republicans doing over at the legislature today?
Crudy, our friend Jesse Poyen over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, she says this. Assembly Republicans voted Thursday to pass a bill banning abortions after 14 weeks of pregnancy, despite a certain veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Why even bother going through the motions, Republicans?
Well, they've also put some trickeration in this bill, Dom, because even if Evers were to, you know, get bumped on the head and sign this thing, this does not become law without an April referendum going on the ballot. So they're throwing it to the voters. But I would point out, spring referendums, there's not a Supreme Court race this year on the ballot, so there's no particular interest in this spring, you know, no offense to local municipal people, except as a presidential partisan primary for the Republicans, because Joe Biden's our guy. So the only ones that are anticipated to turn out April 2nd here in the state of Wisconsin for this referendum would be MAGA Republicans. That's the heart of the Republican base, right? That would support Trump and show up to make sure he beat Nikki Haley, assuming this race is still going on. But these guys are trying to last minute a referendum. And of course, if Evers vetoes it, well, then he's a murderer. Like all Democrats are, and they're willing to see children aborted through like the third year of grade school. Right. So either way, they're looking to paint their opponent politically. Yes, absolutely. It's kabuki theater.
It's not worth the paper it's written on. It's not worth them showing up to, quote unquote, debate this. It's not worth going through the efforts, period. Here's what a bill's co-author, Rep. Amanda Nadusky, a Republican from Pleasant Prairie, said. The people should be deciding on abortion, not the court. This bill gives the people a voice. Why would anyone not want to hear directly from the people? Well, I got a great question about that medical marijuana, or medicinal, or recreational, rather. Also, she said during a Monday hearing that she did not include exceptions for rape and incest. This originally, this waste of time bill that will get vetoed by the governor did not initially include exceptions for rape and incest because, quote, a 14-week time frame is a long enough time frame to make a decision. This is, again, Nadusky. She told reporters that Thursday she received a lot of feedback after hearing from people who disagreed. Yeah, no kidding. You think so? And one of the Dems, I forget which one it was, I believe, mentioned, yeah, 14 weeks. Well, what if someone's a 13-year-old is a victim of incest? You think they're going to have the wherewithal to understand and know what's available to them? Come on. Republicans wasting our time playing political games. Oh, we're going to throw it to the people. What percentage of the Wisconsin voters are going to roll out on the primary day and participate in this? Not a big percentage. And most of them, as Crudy mentioned, will be the MAGAs.
One quote from Amanda Nadusky from Pleasant Prairie, Dom, that's down in Robin Voss's neck of the woods. The people should be deciding on abortion, not the court. This bill gives the people a voice. Why would anyone not want to hear directly from the people? Well, when you put it like that, Dom, it hardly seems like Kabuki theater, this strategery of the Republicans rolled out last minute for an April referendum.
Let's throw some of the Republican experts out there. Rep. Joel Kitchens, a Republican from Sturgeon Bay, argued that abortion is not health care. Quote, if you believe that a fetus is a human life, then abortion is not health care. In my veterinary career, I did thousands of ultrasounds on animals determining pregnancy and that kind of thing. So I think I know mammalian fetal development better than anyone here. And in my mind, there's absolutely no question that's the life. And I think the science backs me up on that. So saw a lot of calves in your life, did you, Joel?
He's a veterinarian, after all.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
How do you argue with that logic, Tom?
I mean, you know, way to go, Joel.
844-967-2789. Before we sneak off to break again, let's hear from the audience. I think Dick got left behind yesterday. Let's start with him. Dick from Madison. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Couple quick things. This nonsense with Trump now, he's, you know, anybody who gave money to Mickey Haley, you're out. You're blackballed.
Come on, CJ, we're not to that topic yet, man. We'll get there for you, Dick.
Okay. All right. But here's the thing, guys. I still, and I've said this to you guys before, I don't think he's going to be the nominee. Something's going to happen. The wheels are going to fall off. And you're watching it just with his meltdown. But get beyond that. Are you telling me that if he was the nominee and the Koch brothers decided to get back in the arena and, oh, no, we're not taking that money.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm not. No. And then one other thing. This is great up in northern Wisconsin, Minnesota, but what I'm sick of, they better get the bird dogs out there, and any Republican who wants to run out there for a photo op, the Democrats have got to be there ASAP right behind them. And you did not vote for this. As a matter of fact, you voted against it. I'm tired of them taking credit for things they had nothing to do with.
I know, I hate when Dom gets some of the super cool attribution for the show.
I know, Dick, it is a little frustrating. But yes, this is great. This is going to be a great investment in our community. Did you vote for it? Well, no, I mean, it was a Joe Biden bill, and, you know, I couldn't vote for it. But it's here, and we're happy, and really, really, that's how it is. That's how the politics plays out. And you're absolutely right, Dick. They should not take any credit for it. In fact, they should get bird dogged. Often, every time they show up and claim responsibility for something that they voted against.
Like doggedly.
Doggedly.
Come back with us. We'll get to more of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We will get to, you know, topic jumping Dick's future questions about what to do with the Nikki Haley donors and whether or not you can buy someone out of running for office. Is that corrupt? We'll try to answer that question a little bit later in the big show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers promises to veto a redistricting bill making its way through the legislature. Republicans are touting the bill as 99% of what Evers asked for in a map proposal in 2021, but Evers says changes made to the proposal still amount to gerrymandering. The state Supreme Court will enact a redistricting plan this spring if lawmakers and the governor don't do it first. Older people in western Wisconsin who need rides to doctor's appointments are in a difficult position now that two major hospitals and several clinics are closing this spring. Bobby Hegda runs the new Freedom Transportation Program.
We have some counties that there are no drivers in, and so we're constantly recruiting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hegda says the situation's been bad since the pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new helicopter home for Flight for Life is up and running in Racine County. The Transport System is a nonprofit organization, and they've been operating in Burlington for about a year. They recently completed work on a new hangar at the municipal airport, which now joins bases in Waukesha and Hartford. A Lake County man using puppies to allegedly scam people has been arrested. Mondom Hyacinth has been charged with theft, wire fraud, burglary, and forgery. The scam involved the sale of puppies to deceive victims. The victims, who attempted to purchase puppies through online ads, didn't get the animals and were unable to get the money back after making payments. Police say forged signatures were used to collect the funds from transfer services and retail stores. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A week ago, the Bucks lost by 40 points to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Last night, it was the Bucks 126-116 over the Cavs at Fiserv Forum. Damian Lillard with 28 points and was asked what went through his mind after hearing Adrian Griffin had been fired as head coach.
Like everybody else, you know, just kind of surprised by it. But I've also been around long enough to know that it's part of the business.
Joe Prunty on serving as interim head coach until a new one is officially announced.
In all of my years of doing this, it's never been about me.
College hoops, number 14th ranked Marquette down to DePaul in Chicago, 86-73. The Badgers will host Michigan State at the Kohl Center tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers fired their strength and conditioning coach, Chris Gizzy, after five seasons. Gizzy was the linebacker for the Pack who carried the U.S. flag onto the field the first game after 9/11. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A dense fog advisory continues for visibilities under a mile. Cloudy and foggy tonight with areas of rain and lows in the mid-30s. More drizzle, fog, some showers tomorrow, more clouds and highs in the upper 30s. And staying in the upper 30s and mostly cloudy this weekend. Currently it's 37.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Biden Building Bridges Thursday edition. Welcome to it. We're going to have a fine guest joining us in the 5 o'clock happy hour. Our friend James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to talk many things legal. Maybe the E. Jean Carroll, the testimony. Trump on the stand today. We'll get to that. But before we get back to the lines, and we do see you, callers, you can be a participant in this fight exercise. 844-967-2789. We insist you participate in democracy and the Devil's Advocates. But I just wanted to point out something I find a little humorous, Dom.
What's that?
That Peter Navarro fella, the guy that defied the congressional subpoenas and wouldn't give testimony to the J6. Well, he got sentenced today to prison. 4 months, Oof. Dom. 4 months for Peter Navarro. Would you describe Peter Navarro as the sort that is going to lose his mattress on the first night?
Not only his mattress, also his slippers. Guaranteed.
So we've got a little sound, and then we'll get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Again, Navarro was one of the co-conspirators in this larger criminal enterprise. And we occasionally call it a coup, but I know for sure it's a crime. And failure to give testimony, contempt of Congress. And this, of course, this is what this committee has been threatening Hunter Biden with. If he wouldn't come in and give closed-door testimony, apparently there's some compromise on that front, Dom. But back to the Peter Navarro, go into prison, go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. We got the sound. Let's play it for the people. And little forewarning, there are some protesters, apparently, when Peter came out of the courtroom. So, you know, bear with the sound. We'll see how it sounds on the radio. Cut 12, Peter Navarro, post-sentencing.
I would say that my standing up on this matter, we've already achieved an important victory. The Department of Justice attorneys, after pressure from not just from my defense team, but also from the judge himself, finally acknowledged that senior presidential advisors, such as myself, cannot be compelled to testify.
Then why are you going to prison?
More cowbell, man.
More from Navarro. I know it's a little annoying, but I find it hilarious. Cut 13, please.
I am the first person ever charged with this crime in the history of the Republic. The first senior White House executive ever charged. And what my defense team has beautifully done in cooperation with the court, has set up a roadmap for all future prosecutions.
Now, I think we kind of get the point. There's more sound here. I don't know that we need to punish the audience any further, Dom, because I find the protest really more of the meat of the sound than the actual after-the-facting from Peter Navarro, because he was sentenced today. That's like a conviction and a sentencing. Go to prison, sir. So anything you claim is a moral victory is only that. Go to prison. Try to keep your mattress.
He did say that he will appeal, of course. My understanding as well, he was also ordered to pay a $9,500 fine. But a moral victory. Well done. Well done.
Again,
and maybe we'll get to with James Santella in the happy hour. But, I mean, didn't Jim Jordan also not testify?
And Steve Bannon. And Bannon also convicted on this charge, waiting his appeal. But Jim Jordan failed to testify. He was never charged, my understanding, Dom. I thought the J6 panel referred him to the DOJ for criminal prosecution. And for whatever reason, I don't think Jordan got charged. But it's always pretty hypocritical when he's threatening another with the subpoena power of the Congress.
Don't you know what you're supposed to do? I have the power to subpoena you. Yeah, but you didn't honor it when you were subpoenaed. Well, I mean, you know, that was somebody else's. Bannon also convicted, sentenced to 4 months in prison. Same sentence as Navarro.
I wonder if there'll be bunkies.
Right. Wouldn't that be a pair?
844-967-2789. Well, someone, you know, Rudy's going to be looking for a roommate soon as well, I think. Steven from Green Bay. Welcome back, Steven. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. Good evening. So let me just start out by this. You put an abortion referendum on the spring ballot, and call me a MAGA because I'll be out there. I'll stand in whatever line there is to vote on that one. But how is this really not surprising that, A, the Republicans sneak something past our noses, or at least they think we do, because apparently the Republicans think that if you're a progressive, you don't know how to read basic English or a newspaper. And also, is this the best you can do, Republican Party?
I would point out, Stephen, they're not trying to trick the smart listeners of the Devil's Advocates. They're not trying to trick our base. They're trying to trick their base.
Oh, well, then in that case, this all makes sense.
Right. Well, it's never going to get signed anyway, Stephen. So it is an act of futility. It's a waste of time. And then they can say, well, at least we tried and the governor turned down. Listen, 20-week abortion, man, whatever the Roe v. Wade requirements were, why not just have that and be done with it?
And I would point out, gentlemen, the vote in the assembly, the passage of this bill, 53-47, I believe the numbers. That means a large number of the Republican caucus bled off, did not support this bill going through. Because they've got a 2/3 majority damn near. They've got like 66 of the assembly seats. And they only got 56 votes for this bill. Something like that. 53, pardon me.
I guess the point I was trying to make is that the Republicans would rather waste time putting through stuff like this than actually doing, you know, what their constituents, you know, put them in there for. Or maybe
yeah,
I'm wrong. Maybe
recall Robin Voss maybe, and impeach Megan Wolf. You know what their constituents want them to do.
Yeah, I guess.
Steven, appreciate you listening, man. 844-967-2789. You can always play along, be a part. Heard this guy early this morning. My thanks to John and Gordy's show right here in Madison. WMDX plays out 6 to 8 a.m. I joined sort of as an informal guest of the show, 7:30 this morning. Catherine, our pal, Catherine Lake, the program director, was filling in. Gordy on vacation, apparently. So I thought I would add my 2 cents worth in. But lo and behold, Mark from the sack beat me to the punch. He was the first caller they took in the segment I was joining. And here's where I'm going to give you a little bit of credit, Mark. I heard you referencing the former governor of the great state of Wisconsin as the wanker. And I thought to myself, I did that. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And, yeah, it's ridiculous. Part of the reason I think some of the Republicans voted against it is because 14 weeks is too long for them. They don't think we should have any abortion at all, period. And, you know, Scott Walker, I was reminded of Scott Walker back in the day. Oh, women just get over rape, and it just takes a little bit of time. Then you accept the fact that you're pregnant and just are overjoyed by your pregnancy if you're raped. That might be part of it there. But what I originally called in on this, that's not the only nonsense the Republicans are playing, is that they gerrymandered their maps once again, you know, ensuring, you know, making some Republican seat safe. And what should be happening is how the past voting pattern should have nothing to do with how the maps are drawn. It should be just based on community, the community alliance, and by population to draw those districts. And that way we would actually get fair maps. That here are Mr. Contiguous and Compact again, but you have to have the rules for both the assembly and for the strictly according to the Constitution how those districts should be drawn. It should have no political, you know, interest at all when considering those maps.
Well, Mark, that's a noble thought.
what a concept.
Any other noble thoughts for us today, Mark?
Well, I guess I'm not beyond that. I mean, like I could probably come up with something, but I'm just interested. What was CJ banned this time?
He said a bad word.
No bad words, Mark. Can't say bad words on the FCC radio. But we appreciate you chiming in, Mark. Always love the support. Thank you. 844-967-2789.
I was just about to chastise Mark for failing to call the former governor wanker. And you and I talked about this off the air. I obviously took some pleasure from the fact that he's picked up my vernacular. And you said something to the effect, yes, you, like the former president, Trump, have what? Lowered the discourse. And somehow I take pride in that in regards to former Governor Scott Walker.
You know, I've been here the whole time. It's just good to see everyone coming around to me, man. 844-96.
Join him in the gutter, folks. 844-967-2789. Just keep it FCC compliant or you get banned, at least for a period of time. We'll decide arbitrarily how long that time period is. What's next, Dom?
Do we want to get to the Kerry Lake sound? I know this is kind of
intriguing. I know you do.
You know I do, man. We gotta have to get to it. So Kerry Lake recorded Jeff DeWitt. He was the Arizona GOP chair, the head of the Arizona GOP. And apparently now, since this recording has been released, he has resigned that position. And maybe you can figure out why. Nate, thank you for stumbling through the virus-infected sites to drag this sound out for us. Here
it was his own personal Vietnam.
Here's some of the recording of Kerry Lake and Jeff DeWitt, the former head of the Arizona GOP. Let's play the first one, please.
So what's going on? What is, I'm assuming this is our friend.
This is back east. There are very powerful people that want to keep you out.
I know they do.
But they're willing to put their money where their mouth is in a big way. So, this conversation never happened.
This is crazy, though. They should want me. I'm a great candidate. People love me. These people are corrupt.
People love me.
Well, maybe you're right.
They are right. They are corrupt.
Maybe. This is where I act. Don't go. You care, though. I'll get myself in trouble. And this, if you say no, which is fine, it's your choice. Don't tell people.
They're going to try to have me murdered.
Things will, man. If that stuff that came out last week is right about the cartel stuff, man. They say the cartel's operating in 50 states right now. Like all 50, you know?
Wow. Okay. So, very powerful people want to keep you out. Let's keep going. Kerry Lake recording Jeff DeWitt from Arizona GOP. Cut two, please.
So what's going on? Who is it? What?
Forget the who.
Forget the who.
Let's just say there are people calling around saying, "Gosh, no, they can't repeat this. If you say no, don't." If you say, "Well, I got offered to buy out." Because then we lose our ability to get things done in the future.
Here's my problem. Rather than just say, let's work with her, she's a great candidate, because they don't own me, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, it's not just about ownership.
It's about control.
I don't know if it's about control. It's about being on the team. I guess that's, you know what I mean?
They want to be on the team.
They want you to be on their team.
But
that's a different way of looking at it.
But if they're pushing a globalist agenda, I can't do that. So what do they want? What do they want me to do?
You want to stay out for 2 years.
Stay out for 2 years.
Like a non-compete. Stay out for 2 years. A non-compete.
Right. One more, please. Do we have time for it? Oh, damn. Okay. We will come back, play the last cut, and then we'll talk perhaps a little bit about this. Jeff DeWitt. I don't want to be very, very clandestine about it. Don't tell anybody. We want you out for 2 years.
Is it corrupt? Well, maybe. But don't tell anyone. We'll discuss.
You might be right. I'll get in trouble. We will discuss. Bernie, if you pay me to be off the radio, I might take it.
I don't even see paying you to be on the radio. Are you kidding me? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You better earn it, Dom. 844-967-2789. That goes for all you people.
This
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Welcome to Buca's Bar and Grill, your go-to spot in Racine for hearty meals and a fantastic vibe. Friends gather, laughter fills the air, and every meal feels like a celebration. Whether you're here for a casual dinner or a night out with friends, Buca's is the place to be for our fresh, perfectly seasoned chicken wings, our mouth-watering Angus steak burgers, and our famous Friday fish fry that keeps our guests coming back for more. Your table is waiting at Buca's Bar and Grill at 4234 Douglas Avenue in Racine, just north of 3 Mile Road.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the phones momentarily, 844-967-2789. I want to lay down this last track. Carrie Lake recording. Conversation she
Are
had
they in
with
a smoke
the
bill room here. what's the location?
Jeff DeWitt. I do not have that in front of me.
I hope there's some cigars or something. You know,
I would hope smoke
filled room, clandestine meeting.
Want to keep you out. They're willing to put their money where their mouth is in a big way. So this conversation never happened. Hey, forget about it. Let's hear the last cut from Carrie Lake. There's more to it, but Nate did the breaking it down for us. Play cut three, please.
But, I'll tell you what I can offer you. But, I said, you can do whatever you want. It's a talking head, isn't it? So, the ask of me was, it's kind of funny. So, the ask I got today from back east was, has to stay between us. Is there any companies out there, something that could just put her on the payroll and give her, to keep her out? And I said, well, what do you want to do? Whatever we need to do.
This is about defeating Trump. And I think that's a bad, bad thing for our country. DeSantis is not America first. This is about the final death blow to Trump. And I don't think that's good for our country.
I love Trump. I love Trump.
It's not good for our country, Jeff.
It's not. But at the same time, I'm not even sure Trump can win again. I don't know if he can win again.
I didn't hear that last part, Don. What did he say about Trump?
He said he loved Trump. I didn't quite decipher that as well. You got that, Nate?
So what he said at the end there was, I don't think he can win.
I don't think he can win. According to the Washington Post, DeWitt on Wednesday accused Lake of releasing a selectively edited audio recording of a one-on-one conversation that took place more than 10 months ago inside Lake's home. He also claimed that he received an ultimatum from Lake's team to resign Wednesday or face the release of a new, more damaging recording. Recording that was made public, he said, is not only taken out of context, but also undermines the integrity of private discussions critical for party leadership. Yeah, sure it does. We'll give you some money to go away. All right, but
it's a cloakroom conversation.
The Republican Party's in disarray, right? Let's just say it. They're in disarray. This is Arizona, man. I mean, they're in disarray. I mean, the dude just left, right? Michigan, they're in disarray. Oh, my God. They got no money, and they're fighting over what's going on over in the state of Michigan. So Republican parties all over the country at the state level, as we know this, because, you know, Trump is the chaos candidate, and he's going to divide people, and this is perhaps an example of that. But how is it any different than a non-compete?
You mean like something that would happen in corporate world,
sure.
Industry,
yeah.
Where,
yes.
You know, you don't want that person anymore, but you don't want them working for your competition, something like that?
Yes, exactly.
I don't see a lot of difference, except when he starts saying, but you can't tell anyone, and the folks back east. I mean, that is quite different than a job offer or the offer of a contract that would give you some financial reimbursement for not competing
with the non-disclosure, man. I mean, same thing. And if the person, if Kerry Lake or anybody decides to engage, well, then they're deciding. How would it be any different if there was a close advisor of perhaps Kerry Lake or anybody in the situation said, hey, here's your options. This is what I think you should do. We got someone over here to pay you to be a talking head, you know, a couple million dollars, yada, yada. You know, I suggest you take it. Then you take it. That's great. That's okay. But if it's in this kind of situation, then somehow that's unacceptable.
Yeah, because it goes to intent. It goes to the corruption. I mean, Kerry Lake pointed out, this seems pretty corrupt. Yeah, could be. Because it's not like they were offering her a job. They didn't want her services. In fact, they wanted her to get the hell out of the way. So yeah. I would say that this is a corrupt purpose, a corrupt intent being offered here. How do we know this? Because he won't express who's making the offer. For how much? Yeah, the guys back east, you know, powerful people. And when she throws out there, they want to have me killed. I mean, if you're dealing with Disney Corp, let's say, Mickey Mouse ain't putting a hit out on you. You know what I mean? They didn't threaten Ron DeSantis, and he got.
Well, I think this is more about her mindset than the actual, you know, do the folks back east want her killed?
Yeah,
I mean,
but that's at least in the sound we heard, he didn't contradict her.
I mean, come on, man.
844.
So I don't 967-2789. I don't know if I agree with the corruption, but let's get to it. LA Tom, you're first. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Well, hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Dom, I like that. Chaos candidate. That's a good messaging. I like it. And that tells exactly what it is. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about Wisconsin for a second, and I'd like to ask, I guess, any conservative that's out there, why it is that they would vote for anybody on the Republican side that hasn't taken the Medicaid dollars. So now you've got hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls that are actually closing down, whereas if you would have taken the Medicaid dollars, which was all of people of Wisconsin, that was their money, why you wouldn't take train money that we in California got, thank you very much, and why it is that you would follow anybody that would say, we're going to implement a strategy that's called divide and conquer, when the idea is that we're all supposed to be in this together. So I would love it if anyone could call up and actually answer that. Why would any of these people that now they go to their rural hospitals, and they can't even go to a rural hospital anymore because it's closed down, but if they would have taken the Medicaid dollars, they would still be open?
Yeah.
That's a pretty substantial part of the state, too. I mean, both Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, those are adjacent counties. We play out there on the tap, 93.5, shout out. But in those counties, they're losing two major medical hospitals. In two counties, in two adjacent counties. That is a region that's no longer going to have two hospitals. That is going to be disastrous for the healthcare outcomes in certain parts of the state.
Do we have time? Only 1 minute. Sorry, callers. Stand by. Our friend, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, going to join us at the top of the hour. We're going to get into some of the, you know, Trump cases. Trump on the stand today. Apparently, not very exciting. Apparently for about less than 3 minutes, but I understood it only took him about 60 seconds to break the judge's order.
Did I just hear you tell the callers to stand back and stand by? A happy hour with James Santel, as mentioned, friend of ours, host extraordinaire. You can always hear him on a Saturday morning since Tom's already looking forward to the weekend. Better get it out there. Jim does his show 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday mornings right here on the Civic Media Network. But you're going to stick around for him because he's always best when he's on the Devils.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 a.m. and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.